John Taylor from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, and he's looking at a specific cloud. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. We'll get to that in a minute. Three tech companies in the headlines this morning, and it's all about the cloud. Yesterday, another strong rally on Wall Street. The Dow up 88 points. Of course, it was up substantially on Monday. And Dow futures are up this morning about 20 points. Everybody's waiting to see what happens at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and that is that Janet Yellen, the new Fed chairperson, will have her first ever press conference. It's a foregone conclusion on the part of the, quote, experts that they're going to cut another $10 billion out of their quantitative easing. They're going to taper another $10 billion. But the real question is the Fed going to quit focusing on tapering and give us some hints about when they're going to eventually start raising interest rates? That is allow short-term rates to rise. So the market could change substantially at 1 o'clock, depending on what she says or perhaps what she doesn't say. Let's talk about some of those tech companies. Yesterday, Oracle reported numbers after the market closed, and the Street didn't like it at all. In fact, analysts say that apparently Oracle, the biggest software company, of course, has missed the cloud. Their stock's down about 3% this morning before the market opens. They reported revenue and earnings. They were below Wall Street's estimates, but they are trying to convince Wall Street that they have not missed the cloud. That is a conversion to cloud computing. They say, quote, sales of Oracle's cloud applications accelerated sharply in the quarter with bookings growth of over 60%. They say their application revenue is now approaching about $300 million per quarter, but that's really not much money when you consider the size of somebody like Oracle. Now, a company that Wall Street's delighted with, in fact, one analyst said, quote, they have reinvented themselves. This is Adobe. Of course, Adobe's the manufacturer or the distributor of the very popular Photoshop and also the Acrobat software, but they've been deliberately and very clearly trying to focus on transitioning to the cloud. They're making progress there. Even though the revenue was down about 4%, Wall Street liked it. Their stock's up substantially this morning before the market opens. They added 405,000 subscribers to their, quote, Creative Cloud web online software. And then another company dealing with the cloud, Microsoft. Yesterday, Microsoft was up $1.15 a share. That's about 4%. It's up another $1.65 this morning, another 4% before the market opens, reaching a 13-year high. The new CEO, of course, of Microsoft was an insider. And he's the cloud dude. He's the guy that was leading their transition to the cloud. He's going to announce on March 27th a mobile-first cloud strategy conference and make his first appearance. And that stock, once again, doing quite well. Toyota agreeing to pay $1 billion with a settlement with the Justice Department over the complaints related to the unintended vehicle acceleration of their Toyota products. They maybe will avoid criminal charges by doing so. And, of course, you remember that led to a massive recall and five deaths as some of their cars, just for unexplained reasons, accelerated and caused crashes. And lastly, another company reporting really bad numbers this morning and blaming on the weather, but this one makes sense. FedEx. FedEx is down over $2 a share this morning before the market opens, about 1.7%. They reported earnings of only $1.23 a share. That's 22 cents a share below Wall Street's expectations. And they reported revenue that was substantially below Wall Street's expectations. And they say, of course, the massive winter storms disrupted their ability to distribute their packages and ship their freight and led to substantial drops in volume. This one I kind of buy. All the retailers blaming their bad numbers on weather. You can't really prove that. But this one actually makes sense. Stay tuned at 1 o'clock this afternoon. We'll see if the Fed's changing direction. And they're probably going to make another, quote, modest drop, what they call it, of $10 billion in their quantitative easing purchases.
All right, John. Yeah, FedEx looks like they'll be happy to see the first day of spring tomorrow.
That's very true.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.